Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Hello and welcome, welcome everyone. I am your host and yes, the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show and TV show. We are broadcasting on our very, very own YouTube channel. And my goodness, we're all so excited that we have over 100 followers on our YouTube channel. We are on Twitter, we're on Instagram, and obviously we are on Facebook. Lizzie T. .com. It is our website. I do have prepared for you a very amazing show, and you're probably wondering, well, Lizzie, is the holiday? Today we are broadcasting live. It's March the 25th. Is a long weekend here in Canada, but it isn't that way in different parts of the world. And the reason being is because in Canada we celebrate Easter weekend, and I have to mention that some parts of the world, they're different beliefs, different denominations celebrate this holiday. And I have to say worldwide, because this show, it is broadcast over 34 countries worldwide. So hello to my friends in Australia. Good morning, by the way. We have listeners in South America, Central America, of course, here in North America. We have friends in all the way in Europe. So hello to my friends in Europe as well that are following us. And we have Africa as well. We have tons of followers in Africa and Asia, and the list goes on. I did posted a while ago a picture of some of the places that we are being heard. And my goodness, every time I get an email, I get a comment from a different place. Like the other day, I had a guest all the way from Holland. I'm very surprised. I'm very happy, and I'm very humble, because this show, it was meant for it to reach different parts of the world, and it is happening. It's here, and I thank you so much for your support and for all the comments that you leave in social media. So a big applause for you guys. Thank you so much. So for the ones that are celebrating Easter, happy Easter to all of you. For the kids that love to go egg hunting on Sunday, again, make sure that drivers that are there, make sure that you pay attention. There is going to be a lot of kids in the street. So just a word of caution. And so it is Friday, as I mentioned. It is a long weekend here in North America and different parts of the world. So hopefully you are enjoying weather-wise in Canada. We were supposed to have spring, but we're not having spring in Toronto anyways. I heard in Saskatchewan they got tons and tons of snow. But it is the weather. It is what it is. And we are happy to be able to give thanks. You know, if anything, this weekend is supposed to be to give us, to make us aware that we're here, we're alive, and we're fine in some parts of the world. Unfortunately, that's not the case. So our thoughts are with those people that are, struggling to survive. We in Canada received tons of Syrians, and we're happy that they can call Canada home now. If you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, our email is radio at radio@lizt.ca. Very easy. radio@lizt.ca. My theme music is playing. That means I need to move along so we don't waste time. We have our guest waiting anxiously on the other line, and I'd love to talk to him. He's an amazing person. And the news, I mentioned a little bit about the weather. I'm not going to go into politics in the United States like I did the other day. I got some emails, people saying I shouldn't be talking about politics, and you guys are right. So there is a thing going on in there, and let's leave it at that. For the musical section, we will be playing songs. If you're interested for us to be playing your song, this is a radio station, and we will be playing songs. We have Andre Goodman, which is from Canada. We have Sorrentis, which is from United States, that send their MP3. And there's quite a bit of MP3 that we've been getting throughout the weeks. And I know that you are a singer-songwriter. You would like to have your music exposed all over the world. This is the place to do it. We do have a lot of MP3. One thing I would like to remind you is we do not mind playing your gospel. We do not mind playing your jazz, your rap. Just make sure that it's PR rated. We did get some MP3s that unfortunately I will not be able to play here. So just keep that in mind. This is a family show, and we want to keep things that way. We would love to thank Nature Nova for sponsoring their show. So naturenova.ca is sponsoring our show right now. And also, we have quite a bit of a sponsor, so we will be playing their commercial right after the interview. So a little bit about the author. We are having right now an author, an amazing person that is talking about his life, hopefully. We'd love to find out about the author, but it's nice to know the person. This is about a story. It's a children's book. Love children's books. I have children myself, and we're all about reading and all about knowledge and all about making sure that we get stories, good stories out there. So the story is about, his name is Peter, and it's about a rake. A boy that stepping on a rake hurt himself. He's a rage by and demands the rake to be punished. It's a simple story, and it discusses simple truth. Sometimes there is no numbers of nothing to forgive. Just because it hurts, feels hurt or angry, it doesn't mean that you have a good reason to seek revenge. Very good morale story. And every week I read of people being attacked by our rages who feel justified in attacking others due to a small slight. So the hope of this book is this story is to remind you to consider others' people's possibility when they are wronged. And I think that's a great, great story. So let's welcome everyone. And I think we just lost him, so let's try to get him again. Everyone, hello, and welcome, Peter, to the Lizzie T Radio Show. You are being welcomed here from Toronto, Canada. Let's say hello to everybody in the world. How are you doing this afternoon?
Well, thank you very much, Lizzie, and hello to everybody listening.
I'm doing fantastic. Great. So let's talk a little bit about the person, Peter the person. It's nice to know the author. It's nice to know a little bit about your background. But people that wants to buy your book, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I grew up in a ghost town in northern Ontario, which had a big influence on the way I look at the world. Life there revolved really around the Catholic Church. Pretty much everyone I knew was Catholic in the community, and I lived there for the first 18 years of my life, and that's where the book takes place. It's about the concepts of revenge and forgiveness are very important in the Catholic faith, but I've always struggled with them, and that's where the book came from. But I moved away from there. I was happy there. And most kids in the high school years are talking about getting out of town and never coming back. But I actually was planning to live there the rest of my life and enjoyed the nature and the hills. I really missed the hills. But when I moved to the city, I actually ended up never going back. I live in Mississauga now, just outside of Toronto. And it's been very good for me. I work in the IT field, in high technology. So I went from growing up with, you know, handmade tools and people doing subsistence farming to the highest of technology.
So that's a very different kind of lifestyle, because people that live in the farm or live in the countryside, they're always, I find that they have that inspiration to leave where they came from and go to the city. Now, here you are in the city, but thinking that you want to go back. Now, were you a farmer? Were you dealt with the land? I mean, your book is called The Rake. Now, what kind of inspirations did you get to write this book?
That was interesting. It came to me, I was in a seminar where the topic of the seminar was revenge and forgiveness. And I realized that me personally, I couldn't remember ever feeling angry with somebody or being upset with them and being able to forgive them, which is something I've always struggled with. For me, I had to get to the point where I found that there was nothing to forgive, that it was a misunderstanding. And after that seminar, the story of the rake just came. I woke up the next morning and it was fully formed in my mind. I just wrote it down real quick and got it illustrated and put it out there. And it's really touched. A few people have told me that they've cried after reading it. And I think that that's exactly what I was going for, that the idea that sometimes there's nothing to forgive. Sometimes we're very upset, we feel hurt, and we're very angry and feel justified in lashing out or whatnot. But then when we look at it from a different point of view, we realize that actually there's nothing to be upset about, or nothing to forgive, rather. It's understandable that people get upset. And the book was written so that it could be read to a child, and it's a children's story. But my blog, therakebook.com, I talk about more adult themes, but exactly the same concept. There was recently a movie, I think it was called Girl in the River, about an honor killing that took place in Pakistan, where people feel that if their daughter disobeys them, that it's such a dishonorable act that she deserves to die. And in the one I had read about, this woman had been raped, like through no fault of her own. And her family killed her for getting raped. And for most Western people, we'd say, well, there was nothing to forgive there. Like, she was a victim, not somebody that you should have hurt. But from the point of view of the people doing the killing, they felt completely justified. And what I'd like to see is that people start to think, well, you know, maybe there is nothing to forgive. Maybe I can, you know, support my daughter who's been raped as opposed to condemn her. So it ranges quite a bit in terms of the concept. Can go from the very trivial. I think the trivial is the easiest one to get. Like most people, we have trivial things that upset us, and we know they're small, but yet we get upset about them. And it's good to let it go if you can.
And I love the theme of your book, and it's excellent for children. But I can see in the future you going for a lot more adult, maybe teenager kind of book, because you have this concept of there is so much badness in the world. There's so much evil in the world, but it doesn't have to be that. And I'm glad that you bring in points to the world, to society, that it's not okay to have revenge. It's not okay to be mean to one another. And those are very, very hard points to bring, especially in a book. Very controversial. So is the an adult version or a teenager version of the book, or maybe another theme, is that in the works?
That's a possibility. I think what I'll be doing is just adding lots of blog posts about that theme, and then it may turn into a book. Certainly there's lots of material every week where you can draw examples of people getting outraged over something that other people would go, there's nothing here to get upset about. And in particular, the idea that of judging and condemning someone. So certainly the concept of forgiveness and revenge is as ancient as society. But part of the stories, like I grew up with Bible stories, so like there's in the New Testament, there's a story of Jesus saving a woman who was caught in adultery from being stoned to death.
Right.
And in, you know, Western society, like I always thought of that as just kind of a story until I grew up and I realized there's still places in the world where people will stone other people to death. And it was just something I couldn't relate to. Like, it was so severe. Whereas the story of getting smacked in the face with a rake, well, that actually happened to me. And I think it's probably happened to everybody who owns a rake at one time or another that you end up getting smacked. But when I was 2 or 3 years old, if you've ever seen a 2 or 3 year old trip and fall over a rock or anything, you'll see them get very upset and they'll mm-hmm. walk back and they'll slap it and they go, bad rock.
It's so true.
Yeah. So I don't expect a 2 or 3 year old to get the idea, but it's easy for us as adults to see that the kid is misplacing his anger. And I think it's also possible that we, in say, like for example, Western society, we would judge the parents who kill their own daughters quite harshly for having the misfortune of being raped. But it's important to still remember that in their culture and their society, it wasn't like isolated, that it happens like 1,000 times a year. Like it's, I think it's an awful practice. It's, I don't understand it, but from their point of view, they think they're right. And I believe that everyone who does evil, when they're doing it, hardly anyone ever thinks mm-hmm. I'm doing something evil. They believe
no.
they're right. Yeah.
You are listening to the Lizzie T Radio Show, everyone. We are here live with Peter. He's a children's author, and I'm so honored to be able to speak to him and to share his book, to share it with the world. It has an unbelievable, amazing message that all of us should definitely, even if you are not into religion, just kind of listen and read it for your kids. I would love for you that are listening to us all over the world to comment on my social media. Right now I have Facebook/ Lizzie T Radio. There is a radio button. You can listen to us live, or you can, thanks to our radio station Block Talk Radio, you can search Lizzie T and you can comment as well. Or if you're interested in perhaps calling us in and just saying hello, or you know, you're not that shy to be on live, our phone number is 347-996-3926. 347, not 647, which is our area code here in Ontario, 347-996-3926. And if you are interested in purchasing the book, which you should, I know that you've been doing some tours. I would like to ask you to, who is your publisher, and are you going to be doing some tours where people can come and see you and get your autograph? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the book was published by Upon a Star Publishing here in Toronto, which is run by Jessica Alex. And interesting story there is that I had written the book laid it out, had it illustrated. I paid for someone else to paint the beautiful pictures, which I was really pleased with. And then I let it sit on the shelf or on my computer for 2 years. I did absolutely nothing with it. And a friend of mine met Jessica at some networking event, and then within 2 months later, I had my published book in my hand. So I was really pleased with how that went and would recommend Jessica to anybody who wants to publish their own book. So it's been a great experience for me.
Phenomenal, yes. And it's really good to have somebody that is able to help you and to push the books and do the promotion. So good for you that you're working with somebody that is able to help you out. So if people are wanting to be with you in a signing event, are you going to be somewhere or can people purchase your book online? And again, where is the purpose of the Lizzie T radio show and our TV show is to be able to promote you. Tell us who you are, what you do, your contact info that's missing, and anything new, what are the plans for the future? So can you please go ahead and share with my audience your website and where can people reach you, and if there is going to be an opportunity for them to meet you personally and have your book autographed?
Sure thing. My website is where that's home central for The Rake. The website is called therakebook.com. And you can contact me there, read blog posts about expand on the theme of revenge and forgiveness. And I also have a video there where it's 4 minutes where I narrate the book, and you can play that for your kids as a bedtime story. Feel free to play it as often as you like. The book's available on Amazon.ca, and I just checked and actually just got sold out. So I'm got a bump here from the Lizzie T Show, I think. But we'll get more in stock.
That's phenomenal. You need to be applauded for that. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Not a lot of authors can say that online, saying my book is being sold. So good for you. Go ahead, Corey.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I don't have any book signings scheduled, but I'm sure Jessica is working on that. But I'm happy to sign a book for anyone who wants it. The book signings would no doubt be in the GTA, the Toronto, Mississauga area, but there's nothing scheduled at this moment.
Fantastic. And it's nice. It's always nice to go to just, let's say, a chapter and actually meet the person that has written the book. I mean, it's nice to hear them on the radio, and it's nice to see them on TV, but it's always that nice connection. And obviously get your book autographed. I mean, you are the author. You work really hard on this, and you put your heart and soul for this, and you want to be able to reach people, and you're doing that. And right now we have 38 countries listening to us and over 10,000 listeners worldwide. So thanks to the internet, thanks to Blog Talk Radio, thanks to your publisher, you're able to be reaching many people all over the world. And if people are interested in purchasing your book all over in Australia, let's say, because they find your book interested, they can do that via Amazon. What are the plans for the future, Peter?
Well, coming up, we have the MARTY Awards, the Mississauga Arts Council. I'm nominated for Best New Book or Best New Author, and looking forward to that on May 19th. You can meet me there at the Mississauga Arts Council Award Ceremony. I don't know if I'm going to win or not. There's 8 other people nominated, but I'm looking forward to my first awards gala. And you mentioned so many different cuts. Well, thank you. I'm also very interested in hearing, I've always been curious about other religions and also lack of religion. Like one of my upcoming blog posts is that I'd like to do, I'd like to interview somebody who's an atheist and talk about, do atheists forgive? Because for me, forgiveness is very intertwined with the Catholic faith. And I think if I wasn't Catholic, I wouldn't think about forgiveness at all. Like we have a reason for it, but I just watched that movie Girl in River, and the upshot of it was that this daughter was, they attempted to kill her and they failed, And then she had to say she forgave them so that her father and uncle would get out of jail and be able to support her her mother and sister. But it was very clear in the movie that she didn't forgive them in her heart. Like, she didn't want to have anything to do with them again, and felt pressured to say she forgave them solely for practical reasons, for economic reasons. And it was clear that her father didn't regret trying to kill his daughter, and felt that he came out of it with more respect and from the community, and that no other daughter would do what she did. So that reminded me very much of when you see children fighting, and, you know, the parent or custodian will say to the kid, okay, you apologize to him. And you know the kid isn't really sorry, but you make them say they're sorry, and then the other goes, okay, and then they go back to playing. And,
right.
And I think that works great with kids, because they'll forget about it typically, they get over things pretty quickly. But as adults, like, this woman said she would never forgive her father, and I believe her. And it's understandable. Like, why should she feel pressured to forgive him when he tried to kill her?
So, yeah, those are very, very interesting topic, Peter. And I know that you are going to be a very, very successful author when it comes down to genre and topics, controversial topics like those. And I think that you're very courageous, basically, just to have methods or books like this out there, because it's definitely going to create a conversation, and people are really would like to find out what you have to say by interviewing people from all different faiths and different way of life. So I can't wait for you to come back to the show and talk about the show, talk about your new book and your new findings. Going to be really interesting for you to interview people, you know, with different faiths. So good for you, good for taking on a different path and going forward in your author career. Congratulations again on your nomination. This is phenomenal. A lot of authors, they wish that they could be nominated, and here you are. It's not even been how long have you been has this book been out now?
Yeah, the book just came out in January of this year.
Right,
and I'm really pleased with how well it received it's been. And in particular, I'm really touched by it when people really take it personally, because it's my story, but I believe that by telling your own personal story, people relate that to their own lives and their own personal stories. And I hope it brings some peace for people to feel that sometimes there's nothing to be forgiven of them. Switching topics a bit, I also believe it's a very effective thing in business to get these things out. I met Jack Welch, the CEO of General Electric, one time, and I was actually in an audience of like 300 people, and he asked if people confronted their employees when they did something wrong, that they take them aside and explain what the problem was. And I was the only one that raised my hand, which shocked me. And then I found out that most people would just kind of let it slide, and that would be the first person in a layoff.
Interesting. Interesting. I've actually never even thought of going to a workshop where you'd be asked those questions, because it will definitely put people on the spot. Peter, it looks like we're starting to run out of time. I am so, so thankful for you to be on the show. We still have a couple more minutes before we go into our musical section. If you have a question for me or my guest, please don't be shy. The number again is 347-996-3926. 347-996-3926. We are on social media. I have just pasted the link for Peter's website, which is therakebook.com. Again, very easy, therakebook.com. It is on my social media. If you just missed any spelling, just click on the link. You'll be able to go right to his website, and also to go to his YouTube channel where you can listen to the book as well. If you're interested in purchasing the book, he is just mentioned that he is sold on Amazon, but more copies are coming out. He will be also at Mississauga as a nominee for a first author award, which is amazing for somebody who's just published his book just literally 5-6 months ago, not even 5 months ago. And this is incredible. We wish you all the best, Peter. We wish you congratulations. Keep going. I think you have amazing ideas. People need to hear your books and listen to what you have to say, because again, this is a topic that a lot of people don't talk about. And I'm very proud of you that you're able to have courage to say it, to talk about it, and to discuss something that people that don't, again, don't feel comfortable. Do you have any last word for us?
Thank you so much for having me on, Lizzie. This was my first radio interview, and I was nervous about it, but you made it easy.
And that is the whole purpose of doing the Lizzie T Radio Show, is just make sure that you are at home, that you're comfortable, and that you're able to have fun, and that you're able to talk about what you love the most, which is your writing. You're able to talk about it. I don't know anything about writing because I'm not a writer, so you are the expert on your own subject here. So what is better is just to share the love, your passion with the world. I wish you again the greatest success and a wonderful, wonderful long weekend. Happy Easter if you celebrate Easter. And this was great. If you have any comments at all, everyone, for Peter, just leave it with me. I will pass it on. My email is radio@lizt.ca. My social media is Lizzie T Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at my YouTube channel. I can't even talk today. And Peter, again, thank you so much, and have a fantastic weekend.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Lizzie. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much, everyone, and we'll be right back with a song.
Just too far apart. Yesterday my dog died. Found another one down the road, give a hog tie. And then I took a break home. Went insane when I named her Bone. She rules the roots that I call my own. I wish I had known. No talk on the phone unless I'm alone. She gets so jealous, she chews up the gnome. Wake up early after dawn. Work all day until the morn. Grab a beer and drink away. Dance all night until they say, country music, turn it off. 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 I don't play with pucks.
I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. We are broadcasting live on the long weekend here in Toronto, Canada. Hopefully, you're having a fantastic weekend, long weekend for you that isn't just celebrating Easter. And if you have those days off that you were worked so hard for it, and I hope you are enjoying. I want to thank Nitronova.ca for sponsoring the show, and also Alka Total Fitness. I'll be right back. Play some more songs.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
The Lizzie T Radio Show is brought to you by Alka Total Fitness. Cardio kickboxing classes, nutrition and cardio kickboxing, Alka's 10 free fitness secrets, increased cardio health, better stamina and energy levels, increased muscular development and tone, better flexibility, stress relief, weight loss and weight maintenance, a helpful approach to nutrition, cardio kickboxing classes, your way to a fun, powerful workout. Contact Alka at 34 Doncaster Avenue, hashtag 6, Thornhill. ONL3T4S1 416-565-4962. Book your first workout for free. AlkasTotalFitness.com.
The week is gone, throw it away. Tonight we gonna party like tomorrow's Judgment Day. We came here to dance and make it okay.
freak up, freak out, freak up, freak out.
You're not alone. I'm here to stay.
I'm going nowhere.
Tonight we're gonna party, cause tomorrow's hell to pay. So go on and dance,
yeah,
and make it okay.
Freak up, freak out, freak up, freak out.
Them legs for days, you got me in a trance. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight. Oh, hey, cover girl, angelic with your pretty smile. I'm not mistaken, yes, I know that there's another side. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight. Like tomorrow's judgment day. We came here to dance and make it okay.
Freak up, freak out, freak up, freak out.
You're not alone, I'm here to stay.
I'm going nowhere.
Tonight we're gonna party, cause tomorrow's hell to pay. So go on and dance,
yeah,
and make it okay.
Freak up, freak out, freak up, freak out.
We gon' go out, we gon' get down. Girl, I make it sexy, but you make it freaking hot. Once your body gets up off and then the B&B come on. So what I wanna know is what you're doing tonight. Tomorrow's judgment day,
yeah.
We came here to dance and make it okay.
Freak up, freak out, freak up, freak out.
You're not alone, I'm here to stay. Tonight we're gonna party, cause tomorrow's hell to pay. So go on and dance and make it okay.
Freak up, freak out, freak up, freak out.
Baby, throw it all out the window, just let it go, just let it go, yeah. Get you that D-dub, back rub girl, X freaking O with a booty slap girl from beginning to end, no doubt. Freak up, freak out.
Yeah, simple Saturday night, you know how we do.
Intersection. I catch passes, no interception.
up like some Wi-Fi. Once I connect, tell the other lovers bye-bye. Make me get physical, hit the flow, trying to get with you. Turn the heat up another notch, you say I'm so cold. I just want to keep sweat with you, you're so
digital.
Without the airbrush,
physical.
You and me, it's what I call a hairbrush.
See,
I may, then I touch. Then I see all over my keyboard. When you step in the room, you make me want to get
physical.
Just cause I like you don't mean I'ma
leave with you.
Pause for the cameras, yo, I want to make this one digital. Yo, so digital, digital. When you step in the room, you make me want to get
physical.
Cause I like you don't mean I'ma
leave with you.
Pose for the cameras, yo, I wanna make this one digital.
Yeah.
Yo, so digital,
yeah.
Digital. My girl got a makeup did, so
digital.
She be doing that big so
digital.
Light flashing, now I gotta dance and DJ turn it up when she on the flow. Eyes on you, so fly, it's true. I should have you in my next video. Your boy is a charmer, ring the alarm. Changing place, audibles. Get in the mode, then vominos. There go doing the impossible. Ain't no way you can stop the flow when I'm in the club. Lights low, drinks pouring, it's a party every time I come through. Pictures so you can show me your friends on my 1-2. Back to your body, so high definition. Like I say, transporter, I say she on a mission. Something like a transformer every time she switch position. Gotta get so digital, get your camera, y'all. Let it go. Step in the room, you make me wanna get
physical.
Just cause I like you don't mean I'ma
leave with you.
Pause for the cameras, yo, I wanna make this one digital. Yo, so digital, digital.
Digital.
Physical.
Leave with you.
Pause.
Digital.
Yo, so digital, digital.
Digital.
Step in the room, you make me wanna get
physical.
Just cause I like you don't mean I'ma
leave with you.
Pose for the cameras, yo, I wanna make this one digital. Yo, so digital, digital.